Hannah Jewell, senior at Glenwood Springs High School. Tell me why you organized this protest.
Well, it's, for me at least, and for our generation, it's not only just about, like, I mean, we do want to help the trees. We want to keep the trees and keep the animals and slow global warming, but it's our future. It's a place to live on this planet. It's everything, the air we breathe, the everything we eat. It's everything for us.
And this is happening all over the world today. There are protests in Boulder and Fort Collins and all over the planet. How long did it take you to put this together?
So I was actually, about a week ago, I was trying to find where it would be in Glenwood because I really wanted to attend, and I did a bunch of research and there wasn't one happening in Glenwood. So I started on Monday this week, actually, and put everything together kind of last minute, but it came together, and we have one now, which is definitely better than nothing. So,
right.
Yeah.
We're out actually in front of the Garfield County Sheriff's Department, sort of in the city center, the government center in Glenwood. If the Garfield County Commissioners came out right now, what would you have to say to them?
So they are wanting drilling in the Thompson Divide, and I actually called the Thompson Divide Coalition to come out. So I really want them to know that we care about this. We don't want drilling there. This is our planet, and we need to keep it safe if we want to keep living here. So that's, I definitely leave with that, for sure.
What else are you doing to reduce climate change?
Yeah, so this started when I was 11. I went to City Hall right over here and went to a city council meeting and argued against a coal company called Mean when I was 11. And since then, I mean, there's been lots of things. I'm building an off-the-grid tiny house right now. And I've also invented, I call it the Bacto Box. It uses sound waves to kill bacteria, so it saves, it doesn't need any water. It uses very minimal electricity just to power the speakers. So it's way more efficient, and just other random things here and there, such as like using Ecosia, I don't know how to pronounce it, E-C-O-S-I-A. It's a search engine similar to Google, but every time you look something up, they plant a tree. So just little things like that even.
Well, congratulations on a successful protest. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Amy Haddon Marsh for KDNK News in Glenwood Springs.